Widespread subsidence has caused many canals to be disruptive and hard to get water through, a problem for tree nut growers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors.
We've got, you know, Delta Mendota Canal, the Frank Kern Canal, the California Aqueduct, have all seen some form of subsidence. We've got to get these canal systems fixed so that when we get those big floods and rains, we can push that water out for groundwater recharge. Right now, we can't do that because these canal systems are constrained because they've dropped down and you can't get full flow through them. So not only do we need more storage, you know, more water storage, both above ground, below ground, our system's got to work, and right now our system's not.
And Isom also commented on the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act not looking too good for growers.
Everybody thought we'd have a lot more time, but the medium and high priority areas are right now this year, and the levels, we're talking half an acre foot, 0.6 acre feet, they are low.
Especially when you need 3 or 4 acre feet to farm tree nuts.
You can't farm on that. We're not prepared for that. Back when SGMA was being passed. Remember, that was when the water bond was passed the same year by voters. Thought that would provide some water. The twin tunnels were in play in the Delta, that was going to fix the Delta system. Well, here we sit today. Medium and high priorities are enacting these low yields, and we've got no additional storage. We've done nothing to provide more water.
That's Roger Isom with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.